Good afternoon. I would like to call the golf tournament committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices for use in the council chamber are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. Please ensure all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who wish to disclose a pecuniary interest? Seeing none, the first item on our agenda is staff report 2018 Caledon Council Golf Tournament primary recipient and 2017 secondary grant applications. So I'll need a mover and seconder, and I'll read out the recommendation that blank be selected as primary grant recipient for the 2018 Caledon Council Golf Community Tournament, and that the selected primary grant recipient for the 2018 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament receive blank of the net funds raised from the 2018 Caledon Council Golf Tournament, and that the treasurer be authorized to issue grants to the organizations in the amounts listed in Schedule B as part of the Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament 2017 secondary grants, and that the remaining 2017 golf tournament funds be dispersed as grants to the organizations in the amounts listed in Schedule B. I need a mover and seconder. I have Councillor Beffert and Councillor Mazzapelli. And Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. I don't know how we propose to go about this, and I've noticed it in other things that we've voted on, where someone will just put a motion for a particular recipient, and then we'll vote on it. I'm just wondering if it might be more fruitful to either just have an open discussion and then take it to a vote, and whatever majority rules get selected. I just don't like dealing with it where one person puts a motion forward with this primary recipient, and then it excludes all the others, firstly. But then we have to go through it. You know, first it would have to fail, and then you go through it time and time again. I'm just wondering if it might be simpler to have a general discussion, and then just like we do for committees of council, vote and have the majority rule, as opposed to going through motion by motion. I don't know if procedurally that can be done.
So procedurally at this point, you're at liberty to carry on that discussion. And if you'd like to go through the list of contenders and speak to them.
So we're going to have an open discussion without putting anyone forward at this point, and then at the end of that. Okay. Thank you.
It's up to council. So if there is a member that wishes to put a motion on the floor, that's their discretion. But if you'd like to start off at a discussion level, then I would encourage that.
So we're at that point now? Okay, and I still have the floor. The only thing I noticed, and this is just my thoughts, I lean naturally towards capital projects because I'm concerned operating may not be sustainable if it's an ongoing program, then the possibility is that may not be sustainable. The other thing I noticed looking at it and looking at our historical revenues after expenses is we generally come up with 100, and if we take 75, that leaves 25 that we put to the secondary recipients, which builds up that pool, which is great. We can see in Schedule B, we can't meet the demand of our secondary recipients. So whatever we save on the primary builds up the secondary. So if it is typical that we get 100 net and we take the 75, that allows 25 to go to the secondary recipients. We have some large ticket items here that would consume all of the net revenue, and my concern would be that would squeeze secondary recipients. Just early in the conversation, my thoughts are for items that are in the 75,000 and less range. We have some large ones. Unless those groups can show that they can manage with less and still produce their project. Those are just some of my early thoughts. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Beffert.
I agree with what Councillor Mazzapelli has been chatting about. I guess one of my concerns is the amount that is shown on the list of requests is somehow, I think we've got to establish who the recipient is, but not attach to it something like $100,000. Because first of all, we've already said, I believe, that $75,000 is what the major recipient gets. Is that correct?
So that number is at our discretion. It's up to the committee.
It's at our discretion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just concerned, just in keeping with what Councillor Mezzapelli said, that we have enough money left over to satisfy some other folks as well. So I think if we do select a major recipient, we clarify with them that you're the major recipient, and I don't know how we go about it, but it may not be exactly the amount of money that's shown on the page, because we may want to keep some back to help somebody else. I'd give you an example. If we were to select the Caledon Community Services, but we also wanted to help the Senior Center, if we put it all in one pot, we can't help the other. And, you know, that's something that we should look at. Are we at the point where we're talking about individual recipients at this point? I'd like to put a bid in for, not a bid, but just with my experience on the golf committee, we've certainly done a fair share with Bethel Hospice, and that's an operating aspect that I too shy away from. I think we need to look at a capital project. That's the best thing that we can do to help them out. Caledon Community Services, I think we've talked this year a lot about this term, a lot about transportation and what they require, and that services everybody in the community. Some of them I don't know that well. Dorado Stars, I know they've been part of us for a lot of years. I don't know how starter box can cost that much money, but I guess they do. The Great War Flying Museum is a hangar extension. I personally would like to see us go to Caledon Community Services before I did that one. So it's really tough sometimes. Habitat for Humanity, we just finished a build. In fact, we're still building in Ward 2. The folks are not in the second phase yet. So that's a difficult one, and I don't think we gave them money before to start that program. The National Wildlife Center is very new. I don't know much about it, and neither with raising the roof. So at the moment, I see Caledon Community Services' need for a new bus as probably, in my opinion, the primary recipient.
Thank you. Just for clarification, the funds for Habitat for Humanity is for the same build. It's for the second set of the same bills.
Is it the same one?
No, it's the same.
But they've already started.
Does that mean that they're starting without the funding?
No, the first set of six townhomes is being almost completed, and then they're starting on the second set. They're requesting additional funding.
On the same site?
It's the same site.
Okay, thanks. That's clarifying.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm just talking generally right now. I think this committee might want to, because there's a number of people on this committee that don't love the idea of operating, whether it's Bethel House or whether it's the seniors operating expenses. And maybe we have to make this decision as a committee to say we're only going to fund capital. It says, I think in the report, something to the effect that that's the primary way to go. But it takes a lot of effort for people to put these applications in and for staff to review them. So I'm not putting a motion forward now, but maybe we should be thinking that we're leaning towards capital. That's my first comment. My other comment is that there are some here that could actually qualify for possibly a Trillium grant. And I was talking with Fu Wing earlier that maybe we need to let people know that there's other ways of getting money for their particular need. I think the Dorado Swim Club, either through sponsorship or through a possible Trillium grant, might be able to do something like that. I'm not an expert, but as somebody who's done Trillium grants, it's certainly a wonderful way to go. The other thing that I see here, and I back when I was part of the Agricultural Society, I believe that national organizations, as good as they are, Habitat for Humanity, I've always supported them through my whole career, and Raising the Roof are also wonderful, but they're national organizations with big, huge teams behind them to fundraise. So that's where I, I look at that one and I look and I say, national organizations, we've already provided Habitat for Humanity a break, I think, on the DCs. And then I go to, I know Councillor Beffert mentioned Caledon Community Services. And I'll be straight up why I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea because they have a huge fundraising team, and all the developers attend that major, those major organizations already, providing money when they're at that major function. I think that just happened in December. It might have been November. And then once again, a lot of our supporters here on the Caledon Golf Tournament is the development industry. So it's almost like they're getting money from the developers and businesses once again, even though they've already supported a major, I mean, there must have been 350 people at that, maybe 400 people. So I was actually looking for something that was a smaller organization that doesn't have a huge team behind it, that might be an opportunity. So looking, and I too love the Great War Flying Museum, but I was actually looking at the National Wildlife Center. A resident of mine actually works with them, and they don't have a huge fundraising team. It's a tourism opportunity and an educational opportunity to educate people on the wildlife that have been hurt. And I go back to when I had a Canadian goose land hardly at my house, and it broke its wing, and I had to drive it all the way to Campbellville to get it repaired. And that was a heck of a long way to go, but I did it. So I think having an organization like this that's looking to educate and to be a tourism opportunity, which is something that we need, might be viable. And they're actually asking for the $75,000, which would leave money left over. So I'm just putting those out as my thoughts, and I'll let other members carry on. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Shaughnessy. Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. And just, I guess, to follow up on Councillor Shaughnessy's comments, it was this committee that collectively decided to keep operating in. I was one who really wanted to keep it clean and keep it on the capital side. But if you do look at the application, it does favor capital projects, but it still allows opportunities for people to put operating requests in, and then it's entirely our discretion at that point. The way I look at it, and I, just by the conversation around the table, it seems like there's not going to be absolute consensus. It will come down to a vote, but which is fine. The way I look at it is, what is the benefit to the community? And yes, you got some large organizations that got big fundraisers that generate lots of money, have lots of partners, but I look at what's the benefit to the community, and whether it's a national organization, if it's applying a benefit to our community and it's a need in our community, then I look at that favorably. So not putting something together or forward as a formal motion, three that pop out to me. One is raising the roof, and this, if council is not aware, has to do with or related to the delegation we had from Patricia Franks to do with finding housing in Caledon for young adults with developmental learning disabilities. And this is taking a heritage building at the Cedar Mains property and refurbishing it for that purpose. So this is and she gave a great presentation, and she touched all of us, I know. And this is a housing stock that does not exist in Caledon. And I could see these funds going a long way to providing that type of housing. And so that one really appealed to me. The other one is similar to Councillor Beffert, is CCS. And if they can make this work with a $75,000 grant, I would be open to that. Obviously, I'd want to make sure and have assurances that with a reduced amount, it would still be able to come to fruition. But that's clear across Caledon that our community is getting older, relying more on transportation services, and this would be able to provide for that. And I guess these are kind of in order. So raising the roof, CCS, and I don't disagree with the National Wildlife Center. It is a smaller group that, you know, is meeting a need in the community. It may not be as deep and profound as some of the other social services, but nonetheless real. Those are the three that kind of pop out to me in order. And they all, I would put in the $75,000 range. But I don't know if staff at this point would be able to confirm whether CCS stated that they would be able to follow through on that project with a smaller dollar value and generate the revenue elsewhere. Because if it's a non-starter from the get-go, then it would be helpful for us to know that now. And I don't know if that's a fair question that staff have an answer to.
Go ahead. Through the chair, basically all the information that we have available to us is in those applications which we provided to you. We haven't received specific confirmation from CCS that they can carry on without full funding.
Okay, and then that would be cause for pause for me is, you know, if it can't come through with the $75,000, because I don't want to eat up the total net revenue. I don't want to do that. So 75 seems like a nice spot for me. I don't know if Mr. Wong wants to, he's reaching.
Go ahead, Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Chair Downey. I do know that we have been assisting CCS in a provincial grant through MTO on community transportation, and as part of that, they are actually looking for funding for a bus. So I'm sure through a combination of this and other funding that they probably would be able to make it work, but this is contingent upon that funding also being approved. So I won't speak for CCS, but I do know that they are working on alternate funding for to continue their bus program.
So if I could follow up on that, Mr. Wong, 100 seems like a lot of money, and to me it would stand to reason it would be able to purchase a bus. So are you saying they are relying on that provincial grant on top of this to fund that one bus? Or are they basically taking a two-pronged approach to fund the same thing?
Through you, Chair Downey, they are taking a two-pronged approach just in case one falls through.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Councillor Innes.
Thank you. So I agree with the comments with regards to capital versus operating. I think that it puts us in a delicate situation in the sense of we're providing funding for services such as the ones asked for Caledon Senior Center or Bethel, but there's no guarantee that those services are going to continue the following year because it's an operational request. So if they had put something in their request about having somebody to find, help them find sustainable funding to ensure that those programs can continue, then I would be more favorable towards that, but that not being in there, that's not something that we can support. I think that we have to put it into capital. So that being said, just to give a background on some of the ones that I am most familiar with, because they reside within my ward or because of organizations that they are affiliated with. So National Wildlife Center, have been working with them for a couple of years now through the Toronto Region Conservation Authority to help them find a potential site for the hospital build. Right now they're operating out of two mobile units, and they travel well beyond our borders to try to help as many as they possibly can. And so it's a great organization. It's something that's definitely needed. I've actually toured the National Wildlife Center that we have based in Toronto, which does sort of GTA East side of things, to see what they do and what services they perform, and it is definitely needed. That being said, do we have a criteria on time length? Because I know in the past we've always said if it was a capital project, you had to spend the money within the following time, we had a time limit, do we not?
Go ahead, Ms. Sarah.
Through the chair to Councillor Innes, for the secondary grants, we do provide a time limit or a suggested limit of December 1st. However, for the primary grants, we have not specified a timeline. However, we can work with them in terms of drafting up a grant application with customized timelines for them, if that would assist.
My only concern is that they have not secured land at this point in time to actually build the hospital. So it's kind of the chicken and the egg, and I know that they're waiting. Some of the negotiations with some of the land deals is based on, well, do you have the money to build a hospital? And then it goes back and forth. So it is a chicken and egg scenario. My only concern would be if that money doesn't get spent in X amount of time, what happens to it? So if there could be some sort of clause in that sense put in, I think that that's something that we all have to take into consideration, because it is a chicken before the egg scenario with this particular one, however valuable it is for the actual community. So that's my one comment with that one. The other one that I'm most familiar with is Raising the Roof. Councillor Mezzapelli has also spoken to that. I'm familiar with them because, A, it is in wards, it's actually in Ward 4, and also because it involves a partnership with the Toronto Regional Conservation Authority again. So Cedar Mains is the property, if you're not familiar with it, that's located at the southwest corner of Old Church and Highway 50. And it's a neat little spot that definitely would make a great home. And I think that this is something that we have been trying to, it's great to have all these partners actually come in and work together. So this is a nice project in the sense of it's not, yes, it is a global national organization of Raising the Roof, but it's also a local one through CAFI. It's also a Toronto Region Conservation Authority one. I think everybody is chipping in to make this home a reality. And I know this council in particular has spoken a lot about 3Ps and partnerships, and this is a perfect opportunity of a partnership where we can actually do something that's going to benefit a lot of residents within our community who need help in a real integral way. These are young adults with, most of them have cognitive disabilities or physical disabilities, and they're on the cusp of they can live on their own, not entirely independently, and this is an opportunity for them. And I know we've all heard stories, we've heard a lot of them at the Region of Peel, where once, you know, these residents hit the age of 18, there is nowhere for them to go. So it's organizations like this that, A, help them find the housing, but also help integrate them back into the community. And with their proximity to communities such as Bolton and Caledon East, and in particular Bolton, with regards to CCS and some of the jobs and programming that CCS is running and offering, it helps to integrate them into our society and give them a purpose. And I think that that's real value added. So those are the two that I'm most familiar with and leaning towards supporting. Both of them are capital. One is helping people and one is helping animals. And I think, you know, the helping animals one, we also have to be cognizant of the fact that a lot of our development is what's caused these animals to be in the predicament that they're in. So my only concern with that one is the whole funding without the actual land securement. And that being said, we are much closer to securing that land, but it's still not secured yet. So that's my only issue with that one. And so I support both of those initiatives, and I'll leave it for some more discussion, I guess.
Thank you, Councillor Innes. Councillor Beffert.
Thank you. First of all, I think it's great that this many people have applied and want us to help them. We've created something here that is a real positive for the community, and that makes it even tougher for us to make a decision. I had a couple of questions. One of them, I believe, has been answered, and that is, and I remember on a couple of occasions having to deal with this, the Alton Legion's a good example, that we request proof that they're actually going to do with the money what they said they were going to do with the money. And there may be some delays, and there may be some reasons why they couldn't do it within the timeline, but they could still say, we've contracted these people, we've done whatever, so that we know that our money's going to good cause. And I think you've already shared that happens. The second question I have has to do with the seniors. Is that in any way, shape, or form connected to our recreation department, the Caledon Senior Center, and the work they want to do in those satellite areas, or is that strictly on its own?
Go ahead, Ms. Herr.
Through the chair, I'm not aware of any specific involvement from recreation. Specifically, the Caledon Senior Center has a lease where they lease out that facility from the town, so they do get to do their own programming in it.
And it's a great cause, but I just don't want to step on the recreation's toes, because they, A, offer programs in each of those areas, and B, they tell us that if we want additional programs, just to see them. and they will help out. And they're also operating funds, so I have a little bit of difficulty with that. The other thing that I'd like to share is we have all these figures down here, 100,000, 75,000, 50,000. I remember in the past having to say to folks who were quite excited that they'd been chosen as the major recipient, what we said to them was, we can't promise you that amount of money. Here's what we have distributed in the last 3 years. That gave them a ballpark figure of what we are doing, but it allowed us some leeway in case we don't get as many golfers, in case something happens that we aren't able to come through, that we don't raise their expectations to the point that, you know, we really disappoint them if we have to give them 5,000 or whatever less than what we said originally. So whatever we do, I would hope that we don't say to someone, we're giving you $100,000, that you're our major recipient, and we're going to work with you to see the maximum amount that we can, up to $100,000. I just think that's the way we should do it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Bufford. You'll note in the recommendation, it is up to this committee to determine the percentage and how that's allotted, and it's completely up to us. So if you choose to allocate 50% to one recipient, 50 to another, that's completely the discretion of this committee.
It's in their mind.
Councillor Shaughnessy.
Great. I just wanted to speak to raising the roof. I too am very familiar with CAFE. I've gone to their meetings and listened, and I think it is a great opportunity to do something. My reservation is that the property, I also know the property, and she's in deep disrepair. And so I was just trying to see if they provided any more information on what they were going to have to spend on that property, because she is rough. I don't see it here. So I was quickly trying to go and see whether they had done an estimate on what it was going to cost, because renovating usually costs you more than brand new. But I don't see anything. Was there anything provided to you that I know you've said that it's provided, we've seen it, but I'm going to just double check just because I know the property. Was there anything else provided having to do with what they thought it was going to cost them to renovate that whole place?
I'm seeing heads nodding no.
Yeah, because there could be $1 million needed.
Is this not, they're not asking for the complete renovation?
No.
Because it is a partnership.
Can you turn on your mic, Councillor Ennis?
Yeah, I get the partnership.
Yeah,
I'm just,
other people are contributing to it, so they're asking for the town for this to be their contribution to the renovation cost.
Yeah.
Any numbers relative to this application is what we have before us in the package.
Yeah, so that's just a little disappointing for a big organization like this. I would have thought they would have done, raising the roof, that they would have done some budgeting and provided to us, just because I know the property is in severe disrepair, even though it might be an opportunity. So it might be something in the future if somebody's asking for something having to do with building something that they've at least done. Even the Flying Museum did their budgeting out for us, which was handy. I just think that this is going to be a drop in the bucket. Anyways, that was my thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. Councillor Shaughnessy makes valid points, and I do sit on. I won't claim that I make every meeting, but I do sit on the Housing Committee for CAFE, and it is incredible that group has managed to pull people from the province right down to the town, the region, TRCA, Habitat for Humanity, Raising the Roof. They have pulled in an incredible amount of partners. And I feel confident in saying that they have done their homework and they do have the partners and the commitment to pull this through. And they do have some very key partners too, which also gives me comfort in knowing that they are going to see this through to be successful. So, again, Councillor Shaughnessy makes a good point about the museum, very detailed, and that does provide some comfort as to you've done your homework. It's going to cost what you say it's going to cost. There's not going to be any surprises at the end of the day. But the fact that it's here before us, the fact that they have very strong, committed partners, I feel confident that they will see this through to its completion. And I was going to say there's no one else on the board, but I am prepared to bring a motion forward supporting raising the roof, but I don't want to preclude any conversation. So I'll wait until the conversation at the general level is concluded. But I, at that point, Chair Downey would be bringing forward a motion to, and I think Councillor Innes is happy to second for raising the roof. But I want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to talk, so I'll hold off for now.
Thank you, Councillor Mezzapelli. Mayor Thompson.
When I went through these things here the other night, I got to say that when I saw the, as what Councillor Shaughnessy said about the Flying Museum, they had their homework done. I always like to reward people for good homework. But, you know, I thought the seniors had something that was okay, but you just wanted more details. Again, I do understand where everybody wants to go raising the roof. We do think it's a really good project. I just so wish they had a layout like the Flying Museum does. And, you know, the Flying Museum has some validity, too, because, you know, as you read through it, you know, it's economic development. It's, you know, it's the only place where we have vintage World War I flying airplanes that actually, you know, do draw a crowd, and they want to make it better to what they have. And I'll tell you, it's detailed. I just wish the other groups had that same layout as what they've had, because it makes us as council to be able to defend on the decisions we make. And this is one of the reasons why I think maybe the Flying Club is even, you know, put me at the top of their list, is just because they had their homework done. But I do understand, and I do know with the work with CAFI and where they've started, where they're going. But I, too, have some concerns that we just don't have all the details. I know they're asking money, but there's there's a lot that's left out there, and I think it's going to leave a lot of questions for council is why you did this. Well, we all know what the final concept is. It's for the right cause, but fortunately, with all the good work they've done, I just feel that they just haven't given us everything that we need to know what we want to do for this. And, I mean, as Councillor Befford said, every one of these applications are a really good application. There's some years that we didn't even have this, right? So, I mean, between the hospice and everything that's put out here, I think it's making a tough decision. But I'll see where Councillor Mezzapelli goes on this. But I just wanted to say that the Flying Museum had a fantastic report. I just wish that's a new standard that I think everybody should be trying to achieve.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Agreed. I think all of the applications are quite worthy. I just want to point out on the seventh last page, there is a breakdown of the additional funding sources for raising the roof. Listed, there are three: Home Depot Foundation for $150,000, Region Peel Capacity Building Grant for $20,000, TRCA for $5,000. Just to bring your attention to that. It's part of their fundraising envelope. I just wanted to bring it to your attention that it is actually there. Councillor Befford.
Prior to making a decision, I do have a question related to finances and income tax. I guess I'd like to know, first of all, are all of these organizations registered nonprofit organizations?
Through the chair to Councillor Befford, the Dorado Stars Swim Club, I would have to check. The rest of them, I believe they are. The Dorado Stars Swim Club, they might be a not-for-profit, but not officially they're not probably not incorporated.
Right. Well, the reason I'm asking is, and I think it's important for all of us, if you look at the statement of income and expenses, and you're well aware that there are the amount of money that people are writing checks directly to the organization is increasing. It's around $20,000 this year. And that means that they're doing that for a reason. They would, I would think, like to get a tax receipt. And did that happen this year? Could TRCA give them a tax receipt? this past year, sorry, last year?
Go ahead, Mr. Ashy.
Through the chair to Councillor Beffert. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, I mean, we've got more and more people, and sometime we have to look at why that's happening. But nevertheless, we have to make sure that the organization that we choose is able to do that for a couple of reasons. A, to give them a tax receipt, and B, we need support in terms of getting the permit for the for some of the draws that we have. Sometimes we circumvent that by going around through Meals on Wheels because they're helping out and they've always helped us. But these are little things that we have to be conscious of as we go through. So I would be very careful that we only select someone that is a nonprofit registered organization so that we can do that.
Thank you, Councillor Beffert. I believe that that is it not part of the criteria of the grant application that they list their charitable status?
Through the chair, we do require them, we do ask them to provide their information to us and so we can verify that, you know, they are a charity or they are a not-for-profit. Toronto Star Swim Club has attached their corporation details, that they are an Ontario corporate non-share organization. I'm assuming that that is some sort of not-for-profit setup.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no other speakers on the board, I'll just take a minute to summarize my own thoughts. All grant applications, I think, were very worthy, definitely touching on different wards and different aspects of the community. Personally, you know, I agree. I think that the Great War Flying Museum was a very fulsome application. I think that they have some amazing outreach in the community with seniors, with students, with their co-op placements as well, and some of the individuals that they help. I'm not very familiar with the National Wildlife, but very familiar with Raise the Roof and Patricia Franks and the work that she's done over the past many years trying to secure housing for young adults. So I think they're all very worthy. I would like to see maybe a percentage put forward through the operating side to the Caledon seniors. I think that that's important. I think we all know, especially in Wards 2 and Wards 1 and the north end of 3-4, that, I think our seniors would appreciate programming in the small villages. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that maybe we can look at for the secondary recipient, I think, you know, I would be happy to support that as well. Is this from Councillor Mezzapelli? Okay, so moved by Councillor Mezzapelli, seconded by Innes, that paragraph 1 be amended to add Raising the Roof as a primary grant recipient, and that paragraph 2 be amended to add 75% to an upset limit of 75,000 of the net funds received. Go ahead, Councillor Beffert.
I have a suggestion, and that's why I'm asking before the motion go on. We seem to be zeroing in a little bit, and two that seem to have struck a chord are certainly Raising the Roof, and the other one is the Flying Museum because of its tourism and because of its outreach. Is it possible that we could have two major recipients to a maximum of $100,000, meaning that both of them get not all, but most of what they wanted, and we still have some money left over for others in the community?
So, Councillor Beffert, if you'd like to put that forward as a friendly amendment, or we can vote on this is on the floor, right? So we have a motion on the floor, technically, so... Okay. Go ahead, Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. I entirely understand where Councillor Beffert is going. And, you know, if it was unlimited amounts that we would be making, certainly would be open to it. But this goes back to my first cautionary note that I made. You had 75 and what is it, 34 to an upset limit of 100 in any case. That eats up our entire net revenue, which is going to squeeze the secondary recipients. And if you look at Schedule B, our asks are way more than we can provide. That is going to exacerbate that issue. So it's only for that financial reality that I won't support it because I think it's really, really going to squeeze our secondary recipients with respect.
Go ahead, Councillor Innes.
Just a question with regards to the Flying Museum. Is this their sole source of funding? So if they do or don't get this, is the project moving forward? Can anybody
I can answer that. So no, this would be their sole source of funding at this time.
And how much is the actual entire project to
88,000?
The whole thing is 88,000.
It is. If they were to receive more, they could do more, and they have a two-phase plan. But at this time, just for an example, when they have school groups in, they have to break them in small groups, and they can't fit enough people around the planes. If they were able to, and they're also limited in terms of the square footage that they can actually move the building out based on the airport regulations. So like they only have 10 feet in one direction that they can move that building. So this is their complete construction cost down to the penny.
So I think splitting it out then isn't really an option, because they need all the money. So I think it's either, it's one or the other. That puts us all in a tough spot. And while we wanna support tourism and the Flying Club, I'm looking at this as an opportunity to actually house people who need help the most in our community. These are vulnerable residents who want to stay and be part of this community, and quite frankly, they don't have a place to. So with that being said, I'm going to go with my heart on this one and support an organization that is going to help people. I am looking also at the fact that this is a great opportunity to be part of another partnership of a team of people that is willing to make a difference in the community.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Innes. I think Ms. Hare would like to comment.
Thank you. I would just like to draw your attention to page 48 of the package. It's the last page of the Great War Flying Museum application. They do have a detailed budget, and they do lay out that they're going to raise $38,000 of the $126,000 goal themselves. So they are raising funds.
Thank you for the clarification. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. But so they said they were going to raise $38,000. It doesn't stop them from raising more. I mean, you would know it better, Councillor Downey or Mayor Thompson. I think it's really tough. Of course, I was going the animal route because I guess we've never done the animal route before, and it certainly is a worthy cause, too. I mean, all of them are, I agree. You know what? I'm just a little reticent about that property they were selecting for CAFE because it's so out of the way, and it's, you know what? I'm worried about the property they're thinking about. And even though it did say the 150, I couldn't tell from Home Depot, I couldn't tell whether that was being put towards this project or that Home Depot supports raising the roof. But it's still going to take a lot more money than that. Sorry. So I'll leave it up to council. I don't know if anybody else wants to speak to it. I'm terribly torn. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm seeing no other speakers. Oh, sorry, Councillor Beffert.
Well, we seem to be directing ourselves towards raising the roof. And I guess I'm going to have to rely on other councillors to give me the confidence that this organization is... I know the purpose, and it's an excellent purpose. I go through the list of names of the members of the board. I don't know anybody on that board, and that's not usual. Usually there's someone from the community that we recognize, and there's already been an inference with regard to the status of the building and the amount of money that it's going to take to bring it up to par. So I'm quite willing to go with it. I just hope that the confidence is there that it's going to be used or not going to be used, but that they can use it for the purpose that we want them to.
Just further to that comment, maybe one of the counselors that's more familiar can answer this, or staff if they know. I don't think I caught it within the report, but sometimes attending the CAFI meetings as well, one of the major issues or concerns was having that home place in within a village or close to transit. And that would be my only hesitation with that location. But if you'd like, please, I'd like clarification.
He's going to speak to the transportation, and I'll speak to the board. So the way that the Raising the Roof works is they're actually the organization that pulls together all the sponsorship and the in-kind labor and donation items to rebuild or to build a home. And then they actually turn it over to another organization to operate. So in this case, they turn it over to CAFI. And CAFI's board is all local. Yep. So it's not actually Raising the Roof that, even though they've applied for the funding, because they actually pull all the funding sources together, they get all the building permits, they go through all of the permitting process, they do all the hard work, basically, and then they turn it over to another organization to do the operating, which would be CAFI, and that is a local board and a local organization. But I will let Councillor Mezzapelli speak to the transportation issue. Thank you. Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. Actually, two things, if I could. One is to Councillor Beffert's point. So this is Raising the Roof that is applying for it. That's why you won't recognize they're based out of Toronto, any of their board members. And they're doing this in conjunction with CAFI. CAFI's been the energy that's pulled all these groups together. And I share your concerns. We want to make sure that this gets done. We want to support stuff, you know, shovels getting in the ground and capital projects getting made. I don't disagree with you whatsoever. The thing that gives me confidence is this is the kind of business Raising the Roof does. So CAFI is identified the need. They are the energy, the passion. They are the community that's expressing the need. And they are pulling on partners that actually do this for a living, for a business, to undertake it and make sure it's successful. So it's for that reason that I have good confidence that they are going to follow through and complete the project. I do know I sat at the last CAFI meeting related to this project, and they have been in consultation with CCS, and CCS Transportation is going to service the site. So, you know, unfortunately, we don't have public transit, period, in Caledon. And to Councillor Downey's point, it would be ideal to be in more of an urban center. The problem is they couldn't cherry pick, and they had to find what was available, and this site rose to the top. And the other thing I like about it, it is a heritage building that's in disrepair, that it's going to address that too. And again, it's going to get service from a transportation perspective and a community service perspective through CCS, and I am thankful that they are partners that do this for a living, and so that gives me the confidence to put forward the motion that we have in front of us. Thanks.
Thank you for the additional information. I appreciate that. Seeing no other speakers on the board, would you like me to reread the amendment? Or it's up there. So. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so the next item is that the remaining 2017 golf tournament funds be dispersed as grants to the organizations in the amounts listed in Schedule B. Is everyone happy with that list? Okay. All right, I'll give you a minute to get to that list. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much. I just want to be clear here. Sorry, I was just quickly looking for the MLA thing. Where is it, staff? I think it was 3,500, right? And this is more of a clarification for everybody else because I asked you directly ahead of time. Because I saw this, I wasn't sure how the money was actually being used. And I support the MLA project, but then we had a motion at council because originally the report came to council and there was no fee to install the signs. And then it came later on in an update of some sort where the farming community got charged to put the signs up. Originally it was only like $50, and then the cost of putting it up brought it up to $350. And I would just like for everybody to understand what this money is actually being used for, because I said I didn't want it to go back to paying Town of Caledon for putting up the signs. So could if we just provide clarification to everybody here, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Ms. Hare.
Through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, we have spoken with both community services regarding the fees, and I believe there was a motion recently at council where they were able to do the installation themselves. Residents are able to do that. So the application we received from the Peel Federation of Agricultural doesn't go into details about how they will be rolling this program out to that very specific detail. However, we will be giving them the opportunity to do their own installation, and they have mentioned in their application they will be increasing the number of volunteer hours. So I'm assuming they will be getting volunteers to assist them with this program.
Thank you, Ms. Heron. In addition to that, just being privy to the conversation and the meeting with the PFA, some of the funds they would also like to use is to promote the actual project. And, you know, going to different trade shows, reaching out to, you know, doing print material, letting other landowners know that the project is there, and helping them get their properties adequately signed. Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Downey. Just a question for me, and trust me, I'm not being ward-centric, but I do know, like, traditionally the way we did this is we really, in years anyways, really did look towards an even distribution by ward. And the only thing I make note of is that there's one specific Ward 5 Sunday night hockey league request that is suggested to be approved. And I will also note that there's only one other, the Humber Valley Heritage Trail, that is centered in Ward 5, but I believe the trailhead that they had proposed, it might be in Ward 4, which is not a problem. So that was the one concern, might be a bit of a strong word, but I'll observe that there was very little representation of Ward 5 other than being in all wards, with the exception of the Hockey League. And that might just be a reflection of the applications we received, so I can't argue that. But can I ask, the Humber Valley Heritage Trail Association for a trailhead was suggested to be declined. I do see that under the box, had they received previous funding, it was ticked yes. Was that the reason for suggesting? Obviously, we've only got a certain amount of funds, but was that kind of what sealed the deal against them?
Sorry, go ahead, Ms. Herr.
Through the chair to Councillor Mazzapelli, yes. When we were going and looking at the MACG funding, they were one of the top applications, and they received a significant amount of MACG funding to a total of $5,364, which, considering the amount of funding we have available to us, we consider that fairly significant compared to what the other applications would have received through municipal agricultural community grants.
So, sorry, I just want clarification. You said the amount was in the area of 5,000?
Under MACG.
Okay, but the request was for 1187.
So that was it was a similar request for trails. So it was a different request that they had submitted for the municipal agricultural community grants, but they still had received for their organization $5,364.
Okay. Do we know where the location of this proposed trailhead sign would be? It's not clearly indicated, but I'm just wondering if staff knew.
Through the chair, let me just pull up the application. One of the main trailhead signs identified the HVHTA at the ML Kolb entrance. Okay. So that's the...
Okay, that's the one that this would fund?
Yes.
Okay. The only thing I'll bring to council's attention, again, I'm not being word-centric, is that is... Yeah, sure. Sure. See, I'm advocating for other words. That is a key trailhead. With that ML Kolb Parkway that went in, Duffy's Lane was basically converted to a multi-use trail. There's a dedicated parking lot for it, so we want to attract people there. And if it's the one that I'm understanding you're suggesting, this would be the trailhead at that location. So it's a key trailhead. And I am not going to suggest taking something out. I wouldn't want to do that. So in a different approach, is there a balance or a reserve after these disbursements in the grant fund?
Through the chair, there isn't. There's no reserve fund.
Absorbed.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe not, I don't know if this would be the appropriate place, but I would certainly be open to considering another funding source to allow that to go through, just because that is a key trailhead. And we are promoting active transportation, multi-use trails, and this is a key one in the Caledon community. So I will leave it to any other councillors who might feel the same way, who have an idea. I know we can't go into deficit, but if there's another way, I would certainly be open to it. I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
So, Councillor Mezzapelli, you are at liberty to bring that forward as a motion in our regular general committee. Councillor Beffert.
Well, just to follow up, I think there might be another way. I look at the Sunday night hockey. I have a concern. We have so many hockey groups. There's no one more interested in doing this than me as far as hockey is concerned. But the issue of the ice and the auditorium, can we not do that in a similar fashion that we do with the park for Inglewood Day or the picnic tables? We have a system whereby local community people can use those things and we don't charge them. If we were able to give them the ice rental and the auditorium rental, we could take that money and put it into the Heritage Trail and satisfy everybody. I think we've done that in the past. I know that they want tickets and so on, so they need some cash, and it's a good cause. But can we not get the ice rental and the auditorium rental through our recreation department?
Go ahead, Ms. Hare.
Through the chair, Inglewood Community Day, generally, they did apply through the MACG program, and they did receive a grant through that. If that's what you're referring to, we do assist Inglewood through that program. We did have recreation sit on this evaluation committee, and they do look at whether there is some sort of partnership that they can develop for these organizations by creating I believe it's called a CSA. They were part of that review. They didn't identify that as one of the organizations they could assist through their CSA program. So at this point, this is their funding source.
Yeah, and I hear you. I guess I just wonder, first of all, do we have to tell someone they can't play that night because it's busy? Or if it's not, we wouldn't be losing any money by giving them the ice or the auditorium. I just find it interesting that we're paying for something that I think we could give them a different way and keep that money for other causes. That's what I'm asking.
Go ahead, Ms. Herr. Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Chair Downey. I think certainly that is a possibility, and if council wanted us to look at a program where we actually could give away unused recreation time for organizations, we would have to go through that. I think making that decision at this time for one organization, where there probably are other organizations that would want it, it's something that I don't recommend that we do just at this table. Overall, what we're saying is, because an organization made the application, they did make the cut, we're providing it, we'd like to find a way to provide that to them a different way. Ultimately, if that is a program that we wanted to roll out, we would probably have to advertise that and make it fair for all other organizations to apply that way. And through you, Chair Downey, I just want to clarify one item. When Ms. Hare mentioned that the Humber Valley Heritage Trail Association received $5,364 in 2018 for the Municipal Agricultural and Community Grant Program, that was for trail repairs. So they have made decisions in terms of what is a priority for them. They've received $5,000 for trail repairs. I'm not quite sure whether or not they can allocate part of that $5,000 to the sign, but we, as staff, we looked at how much we're providing to the organization, and it's of a similar nature. That's why we're recommending no additional funding through the secondary golf grant, because they received a significant funding from the town for something very similar.
Thank you, Mr. Wong. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I agree with Doug. And not for this particular issue, but I think the fact is, if people are coming to us and they're needing to rent rooms to hold something, yet they're coming to us for the money to pay for renting the room, I'd rather just give them the room. And I'm not sure if that's the same thing for Mega Zumba Music Room, whether that's rental fees to the town of Caledon or is that to an outside source. I don't know who it is.
Go ahead, Ms. Hare.
Through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, that is for an outside source.
Okay, that's great. I think she's got a great organization. I love what she's doing with special needs. It's fabulous. But, yes, I think Doug's on to something. I think we need to look at these, and maybe you're right, Mr. Wong, this isn't the place to be doing it, but I certainly think it is a valid point that I don't think should be handing out community money for rooms that we could actually help them by letting them use them. But anyways, well, I think that's a debate for another time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Innes.
So since we were on that topic, I'll just finish. I disagree with both of you because it still is a cost. And there's only one taxpayer. So I think we need to make sure that the lines of who's paying for those are very clear and that the taxpayers of Caledon are not paying for it twice. That being said, with regards to the concerns brought up by Councillor Mezzapelli, I do echo them. And so what I will do, because I agree that now is not the time to change the list, Mr. Wong is correct. I think there's a reason why the list is presented to us in the fashion that it is. But as the Peel representative for the TRCA, as well as the regional councillor for the area, I will commit today to going back to both the Conservation Authority and the region to see what we can do in a partnership to fund that trailhead signage, because that trailhead signage is only actually needed because of the Emil Cole Parkway, which was a regional project. I know that the Humber Valley Heritage Trail Association has been working closely with the TRCA on multi-use trails and such through that area. So I'll make the commitment here today to go back and see if I can assist in getting them a funding through the region or the Conservation Authority, which ultimately is the region. And if not, then you will potentially see a motion coming back to our general committee from Councillor Mezzapelli and I to take that money out of reserves. Because it is a well-needed, it's where cyclists are going. It's actually one of our active transportation cycling routes. So it's where people are getting on and off the trail.
We have the parking there. There's discussions about using some of the other conservation lands for other uses, whether or not that may be baseball or not in the future. So this is going to be a highly used area, if not imminently, in the very, very, very near future. So that being said, I will do my part as the councillor and go back and see if I can find the money at the bigger and places that have more money than we do. But if not, full warning, I am going to come back. So thank you. Thank you. Councillor Beffert.
Not to prolong it, but I will respond to your first statement by saying all I would like to know is if the ice is not being used on that particular night at that particular time and the room is available, if in fact we are going to put this money into it, we are paying for it. If there's another reason, then I can live with that. But someone should check and see if the ice is available and we're not getting money for it and we're not getting money for the room. It would cost us nothing and the taxpayers nothing to give this group the room. And they still need a little bit of money for tickets and programs. And then we could take the extra money that they don't need and put it into the other, whatever other issues. I'm not stuck on one. I just think we have to be very careful of what we're doing.
Thank you, Councillor Beffert. Seeing no other speakers on the floor, the motion on the floor as amended is, would you like me to read it out? We amended the first section already. We added the primary recipient, and do you want me to read it out? Okay. Moved by Councillor Beffert, seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli, that staff report 2018 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament primary recipient and 2017 secondary grant applications. That Raising the Roof be selected as a primary grant recipient for the 2018 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament, and that the selected primary grant recipient of the 2018 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament receive 75% to an upset limit of $75,000 of the net funds received from the 2018 Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament, and that the treasurer be authorized to issue grants to the organizations in the amounts listed in Schedule B as part of the Caledon Council Community Golf Tournament 2017 secondary grants, and that the remaining 2017 golf tournament funds be dispersed as grants to the organizations in the amounts listed in Schedule B. All in favor? Opposed, if any? Thank you. Carries. The next item on the agenda is correspondence. Memorandum to the Golf Tournament Committee from Kevin Hayashi, Coordinator, Corporate Partnerships and Events, Strategic Initiatives, dated March 5th, 2018, re-3-year summary of golf tournament finances. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much. Yes, a couple of thoughts, and Kevin and I have already communicated, so he said he'd bring the information to Council. Because when I went through it, I noticed that there was something called Halton Printing. And I believe in shopping local, supporting local. And I didn't know what other companies we had put out and where they actually, their business resides. Now, that was the only one that drew my attention because it said Halton as opposed to Caledon. So if you could tell us who is actually Caledon company versus a company from outside of Caledon, because I really think we need to support local.
Mr. Hashi.
Who says?
Through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy. So the summary sheets that you would find in the back of those companies, the Caledon companies or Caledon-based companies that you would find there, Osprey Valley Resorts, Sign Solutions, Caledon Enterprise, Performa, and Music 21. The non-Caledon companies would be Jim Mellenbacher Barbecue, P&J Distribution Services, Feast Your Eyes, Halton Commercial Printers, Bristol Rentals, McLean Sherwood Event Rental, Affair Party Rentals, OC Sound, Orangeville Equipment Rental, Flop Shots, and JH Kohu Engineering.
That's a lot. Did we do a cost comparison? And two, I know the photo, my concern was, and I won't mention any names, that we did have somebody who was doing it really basically for nothing, and then I know you upgraded it to wanting to give everybody a picture. But the big events that we've been going to as counselors, the events all appear on a website, and you can just go and grab the pictures as you want it. So I'm not sure if that's something we should be continuing on. But the fact is that that whole list sounded like a lot of non-Caledon. And I think the first thing we should say is support Caledon, but obviously, you know, it has to be a reasonable price. Did we actually do competitive pricing?
Go ahead, Mr. Arbuckle.
Thank you. Through the chair to Councilor Shaughnessy. So we, for that specific event, we were following the town's procurement policy. So anything under that $10,000 amount, we have an ability to go out and get one bid from any individual company that provide that service. So for each of these individual awards, we follow the town's protocol in relation to procurement.
So so that means we didn't price comparison with Town of Caledon Company. We went elsewhere. I'm not sure if I like that. Sorry. I think the first thing, Town of Caledon preaches shop local, support local businesses, but we just said on our own golf tournament that more than half of them we went outside of Caledon. That concerns me. Maybe I need the list. Kevin, could you provide me the list after the fact? Because I think people expect that the Town of Caledon tries to use local. Any reason? Was it just because it was somebody that somebody knew, or how did we end up going outside of Caledon?
Go ahead, Mr. Arbuckle.
Sorry, through the chair. So it's not a specific answer I can give you. It all depends on each of those items and how some of them we have pre-existing relationships with, either through the golf tournament or through the town. And then some, Kevin, Mr. Ash gave me a good example around the catering piece. We hadn't actually used a caterer for the specific event before. Mr. Ash, he went out to actually a number of caterers, got some prices from them. Some of them were Caledon-based caterers, and then we went with a price that was most appropriate for that area. So I can't give you a specific example. It all depended on each of those individual expenses, how we went forward. But again, each of those was within the, excuse me, within the procurement policy of the town.
I totally get that. Doesn't look good on us as for putting on the golf tournament. The whole idea is we really, when it initiated, and long before I ever became a counselor, obviously, but it was all about supporting the local businesses. You had somebody who was the local photographer, you had somebody who was this and somebody with that, and now we seem to have lost our way, or at least I think we've lost our way. So how do we move forward trying to make sure that our businesses here in Caledon get the opportunity to price match, but I have to say, when I did price matching and tendering, I threw out the top and threw out the bottom and worked with the middle. Plus, it isn't quite all about money because we saw the photographer. We had a photographer that didn't cost us any money, and this one actually cost us $4,000 or $5,000 by the time the pictures went out, I think. So I'm just saying we have to be more diligent and trying to work. I'm sure other people on council, I'm hoping they agree with me, that we should be working with our local vendors before we step outside our boundary. How do we do that? I'm looking for some guidance in the future, whether it just is direction or whether we need to put a motion on the table, because I really think this is an important issue if we're going to support local businesses or not.
Thank you, Councillor Shaughnessy. Definitely a procurement issue, so I would say that it would be incumbent upon us to look at the procurement process, and if it's that something that you would like to change just in regards to the golf tournament, or if it's something that needs to be changed on a whole, again, it's a policy issue maybe for another day, but I'll look to Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Chair Downey. As Mr. Arbuckle mentioned, procurements up to a certain level, we require one quote. So up to 10,000, one quote. From 10 to 50,000, we require three quotes. The way that the purchasing bylaw is structured right now, it does not preclude obtaining those quotes from local vendors. So I don't think that there's any change in the purchasing bylaw required. I think direction could be provided to look at local vendors for quotes, but there's nothing that I see in terms of a change required to the purchasing bylaw to facilitate this.
Great clarity. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. So then, as direction, can we work towards having the event small businesses, Caledon businesses? I understand some may not be able to be found, and I understand some of the names of the companies are pretty big. I'm very familiar with them. But I think we should know who we're going after and try and work with Caledon businesses. Any problems? Is that enough direction? Is that fine?
Go ahead, Mr.
My front row and center.
Through the chair, we can take that as direction to look at Caledon businesses as we move forward. I will just caution, though, that we are also interested in ensuring that we have the resources to provide to the community through the golf tournament. So we want to make sure that we're balancing that need of providing that amount to the need to support local businesses.
Okay. I would just, as a counselor, would like to see that we've even if you have to get two prices, at least know that we're in the right ballpark, because we've got great people here in Caledon. Thank you.
It may also be fair to mention that some of those non-local businesses are owned by local residents, but they're just not in our neighborhood. So you can kind of slice it both ways. Councillor Beffert.
Yeah, thanks for the memorandum. I think when I looked at the fluctuations, I felt pretty good that over the last few years, the fluctuations weren't that great. We have always looked at this tournament with a view to making sure that we didn't do anything wrong. I think there was a precedent set in Brampton where people got pretty uptight about what was going on, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't do that. So I feel good that over the last few years that we were pretty consistent. I guess where we differ a little bit, and I think probably it's just letting go of old age and letting go of old habits, is that we were always connected to the community in certain ways. The best example I can give you is Meals on Wheels. They always came, they always cooked, they always delivered to the tables. We always recognized them. And that was something that they relied on each year and also was a fun event for them to do. So I guess my question was, why did we need to change that and go to an outside organization that did it? Could we not still continue some of those connections that not only helped the organization, but also the people around the tables knew that they were doing that and felt good about it? Or is that just something that we've got to give up?
Go ahead, Mr. Hayashi.
Thank you. Through you, Madam Chair, to Councillor Beffert. That was something that definitely I did try to balance in the planning of last year's event. We did bring in a professional caterer for Town of Caledon policy procedure purposes to ensure that we were in line with all of our policies and procedures. Sorry to be repetitive. But did include Caledon Meals on Wheels in the serving aspect. So from a patron experience, we were hoping that it was very similar to previous years, that people were still getting their meals served by Caledon Meals on Wheels. They were still there. They were definitely still involved, and we did through the last CCCGT golf committee meeting ensure that they received the same amount of money.
Thank you, Mr. Hashi.
And we talked about that, and I think that's something that we've got to look at as we continue, because their part to play in this is pretty important. And you did a good job. I mean, I couldn't be there, but certainly the results are good. And I think people had a good day, and some of us have to let go of those old ways of doing it, and I understand that. Just that we've got to somehow keep that connection with the community, because the golfers like to see that when they come, and that's why it's important to pick a major recipient so that they know for the day basically what they're playing for. They don't realize that there are others going to benefit as well. You can say to them, well, raising the roof is our topic of the day, and that really does some education as well. So congratulations on a good tournament, and I hope to get there this year.
Thank you, Councillor Beffert, and I will now conclude the meeting. as we are about to lose quorum. So, thank you, everybody. We'll call adjournment.